point of this lesson. Felix was a man that was preached to by Paul. And the scripture says about him that Paul reasoned with him of righteousness, temperance, and the judgment to come. And Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way at this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for you." You've heard this song before, haven't you? Almost persuaded. And when you think about this idea of when I have a convenient season, whenever you think about how the devil works, the devil is sort of like that octopus that whenever he gets one of those arms around you, what's going to happen next is he's going to get another one around you. And soon he's going to have all eight of them around you, and you're gone at that point. And if you think there's ever going to be a day that the devil's got you in his grasp, and he said, "You know, today, I'm just going to let Joe go. Joe, it ain't going to happen like that. He's not going to do it." If you're going to become a Christian and give your life to Jesus, you're going to have to make a decision to rip those tentacles off one at a time and remove them until you've got them all removed and you can give your heart to the King. In the 38th chapter, I believe it is, of Isaiah, Isaiah recalls the incident that happened to King Hezekiah. The Lord sent him to King Hezekiah, and he said to him, "The Lord sent me to tell you, Hezekiah, to set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." I've often asked myself, what would I have done if Isaiah came and said the same thing to me? I want you to ask yourself, if you knew a prophet of God came to you and said, "You're going to die, because you are going to die. I just don't know when." What would you need to do to set your house in order? Well, you look at yourself. You're not answering to me, but in the presence of God. And if there's something in your life you need to change, so that you'll be ready for that day of God's judgment, the day of your death, whatever the situation is, make those changes while life is still in your body. You can have an accident on the way home and not have another chance to obey the gospel. You could have a brain aneurysm and not ever have another chance to obey the gospel. A stroke could come and your mind be so destroyed, you be unable to make a decision, though your body lives on for several more months or years. While time and opportunity is yours, if you're not a Christian, and things are not right with your God, won't you make things right with your Lord? And if we can assist you, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?
Blessed are they who do His commandments, they shall.